So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me here on the Erica Glessing Show. I have a very beautiful guest today. He is a very gifted dancer. He's also so much fun to be around. You're just going to love it. So get ready to be all lit up for Merline Volsink. And I'm not sure where in the world he is, but welcome.
Hi, Erica. Thank you. I'm in the Netherlands.
Awesome. Yes. So Merline teaches consciousness and he loves to dance. He's a very accomplished dancer. He's been on many shows, including, I think I read Wicked.
Yes, the magic show.
Was it the West Side Story too?
West Side Story, Cats, Chicago, all them. Amazing dance shows, yeah.
Oh, really grateful. Oh my goodness. Yes. Tell me a little bit about the genesis of the dance. Tell me, I think you were little and you liked wearing princess dancing or something.
Well, you know, as a kid, I really had no point of view about what I would wear and how I would move, you know. So what was that about the genesis of...
The beginning of your dancing.
Yes. Yeah, the beginning of my dancing. Well, you know, the beginning of my dancing was basically... actually, my mom noticing that I would be like... That I would function better when I would move my body. I was like a really, like, more space being as a kid.
Yeah.
So a lot outside of my body, so to say, not really, you know, all that present. Mm-hmm. And when she saw me move, she saw that, you know, I was able to physically create more and just, you know, like not be clumsy and all of that. So then she asked if I wanted to join ballet class. Yeah, I know. It really started like from like walking on my toes and stuff. So so then I started dancing, and then it all or at least it started taking dance classes, and that changed a lot, and you know, in my life already. And it wasn't until I actually reached the age of 16 that I actually started dancing professionally. So that I went to dance school and that I actually made the choice to, you know, become a professional dancer, or at least train towards that. So
tell me in your book, I love the new book, Dance is a Body of Consciousness. It's such a beautiful book, Merline.
Yes.
Tell me, you use the word in there, shape shifter. Tell me a little bit about what that means for you and what that has been for you in your life.
Yeah, it's funny because that word is like we so often take for granted the changes that we make with our bodies and the changes that we make anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. And what I had noticed, especially looking from more the point of view that I have now of that we create with our bodies, and that, you know, our thoughts, our energies actually creates the way our body shows up. And of course, there's like a training of the body as well. But going through my dance education, like, you know, getting in there, basically being told, like, you know, your body is, you know, not a dancer's body. It kind of sucks. Are you sure you want to do this? I was like, well, you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, you're so like, then my body is a dancer body, and you just can't tell.
Exactly. So then I just, you know, started, you know, I started creating towards having a dancer's body, and, you know, just creating my dancer's body, so to say. So, you know, and if I look through my body throughout my whole education, like it's really been different. Like every, you know, like in every moment, it's changed so much. And then when I started doing more repertoire and more vocabulary choreography, like more classical or more contemporary or more jazz, it requires your body to kind of like have like make different moves or have different stretches or different strength. And in all of that, like looking back, especially on my career from where I'm now, it's like I was able to change my body like that. You know, I would look at an image, or I would look at another dancer who would do the same thing, and already my body would start creating it, or I would do you know, I would start creating it with my body already. So, and of course that required class, that required training, that required working out, it required, you know, relaxing and taking, you know, different care of my body too. But then, you know, like it's this amazing ability that, that, you know, our bodies are such shape shifters. And if we, you know,
that's such a different concept. I think what I'm just hearing in your voice is kind of this, it feels just like ease instead of like harsh. Like it feels like, it feels like you're kind of more like tuning in and shifting rather than like putting an external picture on the fridge and saying, I need to look like that.
Exactly. It comes more from an inspirational point of view to me. And our bodies change, on a very natural level as well. Because if I am around certain people for a longer period of time, I notice that my body kind of adapts to that, to those like bodies as well.
Yeah.
It's like our bodies have this natural ability to start, you know, like I would say almost say duplicating each other. Mostly that doesn't really happen, you know, consciously. It just kind of happens. But when you become aware of it, you can like now I go to the gym and I just look, it's like, what bodies are yummy and what bodies yummy my body up, and I'll have some more of that, you know. And then I noticed that, you know, like I you know, it just starts showing up. Just playing with
Tell me, like with the whole, you know, having grown up on the movie Fame and or the TV show Fame, the series of the dance movies I've seen, and then talking to some of the dancers I've met, how do you get around the whole, all the like self-criticism, like the whole, not self-hatred, but like self-torment or something? Like, like somehow the self-torment didn't get in you, or what was that? How did that change?
It did. Well, you know, it did. And it's actually quite a big part of my chapter actually talks about how it was so magical to actually start releasing all the judgments from the way I create with my body and the way that I just be in the world. Yeah. And, you know, and self-hatred, like it's like most of those things are actually most of those things are actually learned by reality, by society, by our teachers. You know, our bodies never
just relaxed when you said that. Like something in me just went, we don't all have to do that anymore. Like we don't all have to self-judge ourselves anymore. Like, what if we just didn't have to do that? Like I could feel that energy. It felt so good.
Yes. It's like, Yes, I know. It gives way more space, so the bodies can actually, you know, move freely. I know that I would, you know, because I did some, you know, pretty hard, intense work. Because sometimes it requires work. If you gotta, you know, lift girls into the air, or you gotta like fly like a monkey around the pit, you know, it's. Yes, you know, and like being a cat on tour in Cats for like 2 years in a row, it really requires some, you know, kind of like matches and taking care of the body and actually, you know, making sure you're comfortable being a cat on stage for like 2 hours in a row. It's pretty so you gotta have a sense of ease and peace with your body. And you know, at a certain point, you know, I would come to that to that space, to that peace with my body in all the intensity of work. Yet if only I would have known that judgment as judgment is not really real.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like all of
that's
that
amazing.
Would have been so different.
Our interview went by in about 5 seconds. So tell people how we can get a hold of you and learn more from you, Merlaine.
Yes. Well, I would, you can find out more about me on MerlaineBolsing.nl or .com. And of course, you know, I'm on Facebook and mostly all the social medias, Instagram. So I have a pretty extensive blog. Awesome. So MerlaineBolsing.blog.com, where you can read more about
And go get the book, go get the dancing book, go get it now.
Yes, I would. I'm so thrilled, you know, what it will create for people who will read it. I'm really excited.
Thank you.